Just a couple days later, they're still finding debris 100 plus miles away from Washington, Illinois. But it was massive devastation in many nooks and crannies in the Midwest because of up to 65 tornadoes. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you are safe, warm, and comfortable in your own little Hobbitville, wherever that may be. And seriously, that is that sense of, I say Hobbit because it's that sense of having a cocoon around you, and the people who just went through these terrible tornadoes, especially in Washington, Illinois, probably would like to have a cozy little place. When everything is just ripped from its foundation, it is a frightening thing to happen. I've talked to people who have been through some devastating tornadoes. So once I met a couple who would be much like the people in Washington, Illinois, who had just had a baby and they were at the hospital, and they had a bat in the hatches there, so they, of course, did not go back to their house. This was in Mississippi and Katrina, because people forget Katrina was about mostly water and the levee breaking, and what ended up happening there had to do so much more with water and Katrina, but the winds and the actual Hurricane Katrina smashed into places like Biloxi, Mississippi. So this couple who seemingly was starting their life, had just scrimped and saved, gotten a house, that whole thing, came back to find that they had nothing, not even a piece of paper, nothing, just a slab where their house had been. Couldn't find anything, nothing. Some wood, the stuff that we're seeing, the piles of debris, because the winds were so strong and had just taken it all, swoosh, had all just gone away back into the water or someplace else. They lived close to the water. So the people in Washington, Illinois, what's crazy is people 100 miles away are finding bank slips, are finding alarm clocks, pieces of clothes, to show you how powerful the storm there was. Governor Pat Quinn talked about the storm and all that it's taken and what it's going to take to get back in the game for the people of Illinois.
It is important that we see ourselves as a family, that we come together when something very dangerous and difficult and deadly happens to the people. We're all in this together. It is important that now that we continue our search and rescue. If there are any victims that are still in harm's way, our state police are on the scene along with local law enforcement. The estimates by the Weather Service are going to be probably between 20 and 30 different tornadoes occurred across Illinois. Our hope to get a federal disaster declaration really rides on our ability to get all information regarding damage and destruction that occurred.
Yeah, exactly. It's getting all that information. It's making sure that they've combed over every possible square inch of devastation, just in case somebody or something was missed, and then all the claims and everything that entails. Pretty tough, too, when you think Thanksgiving is just next week. A rough time for, and of course, the weather, because now it's getting colder, so that makes it even tougher for the people that find themselves in that spot. But, you know, America's a great place. Why? Because we all have this sense of community. It's not just the people in Illinois doing it on their own. There have been plenty of people that have come from other states trying to deliver what they do, water, clothes, help to the people there, because that's what they need. When the immediate thing happens to you, that's what you don't have. You had the clothes on your back. You don't have the water sources or the food or any of that. Even if you're getting shelter somewhere or you are seeking neighbors, still in the beginning, that's what it feels like, and people are walking around trying to find any evidence of some of the stuff that they had. That's why it was interesting to see that so much of it had blown away to other places, kind of like the couple that I described that I met in Mississippi who had nothing, not even a rattle. I mean, the whole thing, it was like it was sucked up into a vacuum. And sometimes that's what happens. Sometimes you can pick through and you'll be able to find one or two things that resemble something that you had in your home. And it's not about things. It's about people. But there's something comforting when everything is shredded in finding that one photograph, that whatever it might be, reminder, ticket stubs from a ball game or something, just something that ties you to the life that you had in the area. But they'll get it together, and there's, again, a lot of people pouring out and pouring up there and giving them anything that they can possibly get. It's just a question of putting one foot in front of the other and rebuilding. Coming up on America Tonight, a new segment called Call Me Crazy. Oh, and we got a good one for you in the Call Me Crazy segment. Also, before we skedaddle from this hour, the NFL's Monday night game with another bizarre finish. You know, we've had a bunch of these games this past week. I mean, this whole season has been about last-minute heroics, strange things happening. Not in every game, certainly, but every week there's been one of those games, and this was certainly one of them. I watched the last quarter just in time to see some of that happen. Also, just a quick reminder, don't forget we still have Nail the Score this week. It happens on our Wednesday into Thursday show. The last two segments will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL, and for fun, it's like playing bingo or like playing the lottery, only you don't have to pay. The computer randomly picks the game of the week. You just tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. We've had two winners, Dave in Vermont, Chris in Connecticut, in the past 4 years. You could be the next winner. You'll win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, plus some wild prizes from the America Tonight prize closet. So it's really, really fun to play, and it could be really, really worth it. Who knows? Maybe you'll get a decent stocking stuffer that you could re-gift. Perhaps. Maybe that may happen for some of you. Hey, strange story on the day before we get to the Call Me Crazy. I'm not going to put him in this category, although some of you might put him in that category. But strange things happening. George Zimmerman. I don't know how many of you might have caught the headlines on the excellent stations that you're listening to this show on. But George Zimmerman, who was acquitted earlier this year, as you know, in the death of Trayvon Martin, was arrested after a crazy incident near his girlfriend's home. The girlfriend called 911 and was saying, he has a gun, he has a gun. So now Zimmerman has been charged with a felony. I think all this after going through what he went through, what that whole town went through, what the nation went through, is that went on for a year, and now he finds himself in the same different scenario, but same situation, dealing with police, only this time because the felony is over allegedly pointing a gun at the girlfriend, a domestic violence situation. So he's acquitted of the murder of Trayvon Martin, then he's picked up after this crazy incident at the home of his girlfriend. He also was charged with a couple of misdemeanors, domestic violence battery, criminal mischief. He's in jail again without bail. He makes his first appearance in front of a judge Tuesday afternoon. Stay with us. Call Me Crazy. Call Me Crazy. Coming up.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the GlucoGel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the GlucoGel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the GlucoGel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The GlucoGel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Thanksgiving, everybody. What an interesting story we have to tell you about. Steve Bevilacqua is in our virtual green room, and you're not going to believe what happened to him. First of all, he was hit by a car crossing the street, and cutting to the chase, he almost went to prison for it. The guy who ran him down was charged with nothing. So now you can imagine how he must have felt, and we're going to take his pulse in a second here. He spent a bunch of time in court fighting mandatory prison sentences for imaginary crimes. He's got a book called Kafka at the Beach. You love this. A layman's handbook for those falsely accused of felonies. Steve, first of all, wow, glad you survived that. Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, Kate, thanks for having me on. This is great, man. Thank you.
So tell me what happened. Take us back to that day and then the shock of that, and then take us through what happened.
Okay, and be warned, it is a long, twisted tale. I will keep this as simple and as unshocking as possible.
There you go.
But basically what happened was a Sunday morning, I stepped out of my apartment here in Venice Beach, and I was crossing the street at a crosswalk when I was, run down by this just road rage maniac. So I saw her coming, and actually, because I heard the screech of her tires, and I did jump out of the way. She didn't really, she didn't kill me, obviously. She just kind of knocked me down on my butt. I yelled, yo, at her, at which point she stuck her hand out the window, gave me the finger, and kept driving. But this woman, the driver was just so, crazed that even though she fled the scene of an accident, she only fled about 150 feet up the street, and then tried to park. So basically then when, I just walked over, I was walking home and saw her, I was like, you just ran me down with your car. And that was the big mistake, because then she just completely exploded. They had screaming obscenity. She punched me. She just attacked me. This woman was completely out of her head. Then she followed me through the streets, screaming at me for a good hour and a half. But okay, here's where it gets interesting, because by the time the police and the city attorneys were done processing all this, the woman who then the police report admits that she ran me down, gave me the finger and took off, then said, oh, but after all that, he tried to rob me. So, amazingly enough, the woman who ran me down gets charged with nothing. I get charged with felony string armed robbery, assault, theft, a whole long list of things, some of which came with mandatory prison sentences, which made the whole thing really a much bigger problem, actually. So I'm in court for a good 8 months, fighting for my freedom pretty much like every week, shelling out tens of thousands of dollars to, you know, for lawyers to keep me out of prison. Because when you're facing a mandatory prison sentence, you know, there's really no plea bargaining. You say yes to anything, the judge can't help you at all. They put you on a bus to prison. So basically, finally managed to successfully fight that off in the most insane way. It was ridiculous.
Wait, I got to stop you there. We're going to tell everyone. Here is the big news, people. Judge Judy. You got redemption from Judge Judy? Are you kidding me?
I was saved by Judge Judy. Basically, yeah, the whole thing then played itself out again on TV where I was actually, this time I was vindicated. I love Judge Judy. I consider her, like, basically a role model for the rest of the justice system that they should be following, you know, very actively. And I consider her a modern-day Solomon, actually. I think she really is a return to what our justice system should be and definitely is not.
So did you turn to the – did you say, okay, something has to happen here, something has to give because I'm going out of my mind. I can't believe that I'm spending all this money. I'm in this situation. I could actually really go to prison. How did the whole Judge Judy thing happen in the first place?
Okay, so once I actually got the charges dismissed, and the book is very instructive. It's very funny, but it's also, God forbid, you or any of your listeners end up in this situation. But there's certain things that, you know, I learned the hard way that, you know, you can benefit from if it happens to you. One of which is the only way this thing came to a head in the actual criminal justice system is after months of just negotiation and badgering and bullying, I finally had to go before a judge, literally, and we all have a constitutional right to do this. I had to go between the little gates, stand before a judge, and say the words, I'm asserting my right to a trial. Because they'll just try to badger you into all kinds of things until you finally say, I want a trial, and I literally had to yell it. And then they have 10 days to either, like, try you or you're free. Of course, even with their, you know, basically maneuvers, it wasn't 10 days after that it was over. It was some time after that it was over. But I finally got free. I agreed to do, amazingly enough, court-ordered therapy, which was another fiasco in itself. But how Judge Judy came into it was then I decided, you know, to kind of make up some of the tens of thousands of dollars I was out by suing the driver. Not so much for running me down, but more for making deliberate misstatements to the police that cost me so much money. And then the Judge Judy show found me on the docket, and they called. And so we all ended up there. And Judge Judy was, you know, the point of the book is maybe it's where you'd least expect it. You know, you'd think Judge Judy's just putting on a TV show. But actually, she was much more concerned with dispensing justice than our justice system. And I was, like, dumbfounded by that. She would, you know, for instance, okay, here was one of the things that made me finally run before the judge and scream, I want a trial. After about 7 months of regular court dates, we were in a hallway talking with a prosecutor. Because that's where everything happens in court, by the way. They send you out into the hall. And that was when I realized, because the prosecutor kept making these statements that my lawyer and I were like, you must have this confused with something else. Like, he didn't know what he was talking about. And then came the really chilling moment that we realized we were 7 months into this, and this guy had never read the police report. He didn't know there were witnesses. He didn't know what had happened. He didn't know anything that he was talking about. And so that's when it was like, I've had it. We're done. And so I went before the judge and forced them to do something. On the other hand, Judge Judy, the first thing that Judge Judy did when we were in court or on her court set was insist that all paperwork, all reports, all everything be brought to her. And it was a lot. I mean, she referred to it very scornfully as voluminous. And it was a good big stack of paper. And she made us all stand there sweating bullets while she read every word of it.
Oh.
And it was amazing. I loved her. And then she shoved it aside, and then the fireworks started. And then it was amazing. It was like a tornado of justice. And I got it good, too. I mean, she screamed at me first. And that was interesting, actually. You know, all the bystanders are wondering, why did she yell at you like that? And then we still don't know. But our best guess is, because she started out by yelling at me for, good 20 minutes, and just, so I was just babbling apologies at her. And, of course, they cut all that stuff out of the show. So when the actual episode begins, I'm just standing there looking completely
shell-shocked. Oh, yeah, of course. All that's gone. Yeah. Hey, Steve, what's interesting is, and we're speaking with Steve Bevilacqua, and he's telling us about his story, obviously, and what happened with Judge Judy. And what's interesting is you are a screenwriter. Please tell me that this is going to pop up somewhere. Someone is going to option this or something's going to happen. Because your story would make for a good segment or actually somewhere on the tube. I think this would be an interesting kind of story to see it, I don't know, fleshed out a little bit. Have you thought about that or talked to anyone about
actually,
that?
And thanks. I think it would be something good. Actually, one producer has already approached me, but it was right after the book came out. The book is pretty new. And I asked, I was like, listen, let's hold off on that. Let's let it have a life as a book first. And then, sure, I think this will end up on a screen somewhere. I hope so. Although it's going to be weird because I am a screenwriter, but I don't know that I'd write this one because, you know, the main character is me, and that's just kind of weird.
When after you get through the Judge Judy thing and then you feel that redemption and everything, and then you decide, you know, this is just crazy, so I'm going to put together this book. And I think when more people that are probably listening to this and as your story gets out even more, I guarantee there are other crazy things that have happened to people that they just cannot believe that the script was flipped and they're on the other side of that. Have you heard that from any people that have said anything to you?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, because basically once you become known as the guy at the party who's just been falsely accused of something, it's funny. People come forward and tell you everything, like lots of things. What happens when you're under the gun, when you're on the wrong end of the false charges, what happens is people always confide in you things that they've done and gotten away with, which gets really crazy. I mean, you know, I guess they figure you're no threat because no one believes you. What are you going to do? You know, you've been falsely accused.
Right.
Yeah, I had people pull me aside to confess, you know, about the time they totaled a bunch of parked cars and stuff. You know, and so, yeah, that was crazy. And that you do become the great confessor for everyone.
Well, this is a great book for, I think, anyone to read. And again, it's called Kafka at the Beach, a layman's handbook for those falsely accused of felonies. Good luck with that. Pick it up on Amazon.com. Steve, happy Thanksgiving.
It's on our Facebook page, Kafka at the Beach on Facebook, if people have more questions. And if anybody has any questions about how to fight off false charges, I am the, like, you know, basically begrudging expert in this right now, and I'm happy to help. I've had people ask me about stuff like that.
I love that. Stevie B, thanks so much.
All right, thank you, Kate. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Thanksgiving week, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy to be on board with all of you. Hope you're getting ready for something that's going to be a lot of fun, whether you have a day off or hanging with a family, whatever it is, and that you get there safely, since we kept hearing, or we keep hearing, about some of these treacherous weather conditions, depending on where you are listening to me. And, man, the last couple of days, it's interesting. It's kind of eeny, meeny, miny, mo as to whether, you know, you missed the bad stuff, or you got hit with the bad stuff. There are different perspectives on this idea of what's happening in these cases of the knockout game. And you heard Kevin Martin there, Project 21 Black Conservative Group, and he wasn't shy about his opinion, saying that, you know, we go back to the Crown Heights and the riots in New York in 91, and he says this is what nobody wanted to talk about. Now it takes a death of somebody, a Jewish guy in Brooklyn, actually there were two, to ignite this conversation, and there's some that still do not agree that that's what this is about. In fact, I read an interesting story today that was on the front page of the Los Angeles Times, and their headline was Blurring Reality Stokes Fears Raises Ratings. And they're saying it's a bunch of crap, that it's just a myth, that it's not true, and that especially Fox News is trying to stir the pot, and that the motive is mischief, not robbery, and this is teenagers being teenagers, which I'm sorry, if you think Kevin Martin said it best, from the black community, but that's not true. What the numbers are, like the FBI has numbers. In 2011, there were over 3,600 victims of what they called racially motivated hate crimes. The FBI is saying 72% of them were victims of anti-black bias. 16% were anti-white bias. But throw the statistics out and watch what's happening now. Watch what's happening in some of these scenarios. The 24-year-old Brooklyn man who was knocked out, and the 28-year-old black man who was arrested and charged with a hate crime. Then there were two other incidents that were very similar. In that case, both of the victims were Jewish, and the people who knocked them out were black. So, you know, even the cops are saying, because I've asked around, I have an uncle who's a cop, and I asked around about the knockout game, and they say it is a thing. That is, it is what it is, but nobody wants to talk about it. It's not some kind of crazy urban myth that this is what's happening. That, yes, teenagers in groups can act like malicious jerks, but this is just a little bit of something more. That it's not a pot-stirring maneuver by Fox News and the headline in the LA Times saying, you know, is it really a trend? Are we blurring this? Are we trying to get ratings? Is that what that's about? Boy, tell that to those families in those communities in Brooklyn who were absolutely stunned and out of nowhere got smashed in the head. Or the congresswoman who also was a victim of the knockout game. Tell that to her family. She feels lucky. It wasn't about robbery. It wasn't about that at all. And clearly the police in that case might have been reluctant to say it in D.C., but they did. Go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete, you have the floor.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hey. I'm 54 years old. Do you know how much rage you can store up in 54 years?
A lot.
Yeah. Those guys that are doing this knockout game, you mm-hmm. come to Central Texas and do that crap, the game would be called suicide. Yeah. We would curb stomp the hell out of these punks after we shot them. Because everybody around here carries a gun. Central Texas, that's
terrible.
They live on top of each other up there.
Right.
Living like rats, you know.
Right, right.
And society's just gone to hell in a handbasket. And, like I say, I've got a lot of rage. You put three in front of me, you're not going to make the third step.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, it's awful. It is terrible that this guy, young guy, minding his own business, doing nothing to anyone, going from point A to point B, gets knocked out and killed. Are you kidding me? That's just not acceptable. I mean, it's not. And he had a... Did you hear what Kevin said? I mean, this is a black conservative man. You heard what he said, Pete. And he said that it's ridiculous that they won't call it what it is and that it's been going on for a long time and that people are getting, you know, people are getting killed. That's just wrong.
Well, when the nightlight comes on, get your butt home. That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
These kids are staying out at night, walking the streets. They're not doing nothing but causing trouble.
Yeah.
And here we go. And, you know, you might as well get ready for some fun and games with the civil rights stuff again. It's coming back around. History will repeat itself. And that's
Yeah, it is sad. It is sad because we would think we could move beyond that, but we just can't. We just can't. We can't move beyond it.
And the best thing about being a prepper is the body armor. You know?
That's right. Yeah, they can't get through that body armor. You're right, absolutely. I don't know, you have a point, though, Pete, about maybe, you know, when you live in a city and you're living on top of each other and then you got people that are all hours, nobody's telling them to get inside, it's a different day, that causes the problems. That's part of the problem.
Well, that's why they can't catch any serial killers.
Yeah.
You know, there's no telling how many serial killers are out there.
Ugh.
You know, and all these punks are out there walking the streets, and they're just causing deception, diversions for these real criminals that are going around killing people, not just sucker punching people.
Yeah.
You know, so get your butt home, get off the street.
What
is morals? Go to church.
Yeah, what a way to ruin a life, too. I mean, question about that. It's insane. Ruin somebody's innocent life. Ruin your own life, too. I mean, what's that about? Hey, I hope you got some big thrills there, because guess what? You're going to be in jail forever. I can't imagine a worse fate, sitting in a box, wondering if somebody, if you're afraid to bend over in the shower and what's going to happen to you.
In the deal with Al Sharpton, there's no money to be made.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be saying anything.
Right, and which is...
None of those big league leaders are going to say anything.
Uh-oh, which is exactly what... Thanks, Pete, which is exactly what Kevin Martin said. That's why I like a lot of the guys from Project 21. They're black guys. They're conservative bent mostly. Not all of them, by the way, are. And they talk about what they see. They talk about what they're seeing in the community. They're talking about things that aren't being pointed out and how outraged they feel on the other side of this. That I do think there's no question. And who knows? I mean, if you took all the numbers and you looked at the statistics, and there are racially motivated crimes on all sides of this, okay, that's fine. I'm not saying that. But I don't think you can say that these knockout game things that are happening, especially when they're specifically, people are specifically targeted, and it's the whole gang thing, let's face it, then there is more to it. There is definitely more to it. I mean, the knockout game is incredibly scary, that you could just be... Man, you could just be that victim. You could be that person all of a sudden in the wrong spot. It might not be one of these late night things. It might be early and it just happens to be dark outside. And, you know, in the case of what we're talking about in Brooklyn, there have been a couple of attacks where they were teenagers. And they were, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17. And I'll tell you, the idea that they, and this I don't understand, the idea that you would want to do that and put yourself in the position where, hey, you're caught, you're going to prison. So have fun with that knockout game or polar bear hunting or any of that. It's definitely not a myth. Because anybody who's interviewed some of these teenagers in New York or other places, they'll tell you it. They'll tell you in the South Side of Chicago what's happening. They'll tell you what is and who is a knockout game target, and that's what you'll get. It has really, honestly, I'm not the big defender of Fox News or whoever, but this is information that's readily at the fingertips of the cops, and if you dig deep enough, you'll find that out, that is not make-believe. It doesn't mean that every crime is motivated by that, but certainly there is proof that exists, and it's incredibly, I think it's incredibly depressing and would be frightening to have that happen, because the knockout game means that's what they're trying to do. They're knocking you out, and who knows then what happens. And it's been different in various cases. There are some people that have survived it, but it is brutality. I mean, at its worst. Oh, brutality. Awful, awful stuff. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283, plus some odds and ends next.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown harvested and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you already got your turkey, whether it's frozen, fresh. You're going out to get one tomorrow. I think if you're going to shoot one, probably might have gotten it already, but perhaps you're waiting. And I think I've told this before. I've told this on the air before, but isn't it interesting that Minnesota has the most turkeys? Yeah, they sell the most turkeys. It's like a crazy amount. I can't remember how many it is. It's so many, but it's they have the most turkeys, and that's Butterball and all the other some of the other folks go to Minnesota because they've raised 46 million. That's what the numbers. The 46 million turkey state would be Minnesota. I wonder if there's wild turkeys outside of the GCN studios, the mothership. Yeah. And it's another quick little piece of trivia. The next highest state for turkeys raised would be North Carolina. North Carolina, 36 million. 36 million. It kind of makes sense if you think of Minnesota and the farmers and all of that and where they're, the land and where it's coming from, because they have the most independent turkey farmers of any state. And then they have huge turkey processing companies. They have three uber successful processing turkey companies. So probably, it shouldn't be a surprise. Certainly not a surprise to anyone in that state. I'm sure they're aware of it. What's really cool that they did, I'm just going to say this as a quick aside since I'm down this road, this turkey, I'm turkey trotting with you. The governor, Mark Dayton, actually had a big deal with the turkey growers, I want to say, just the other day, and they had a 36-pound turkey. It was at the state capitol. It's a tradition that they do, the Minnesota governor kicking off Thanksgiving week, and they talk about the how strong the agriculture is there. And at the event, though, which was really cool, there was a turkey farmer. His name is John Zimmerman, and he said he was donating 10,000 pounds of turkey to a place called Hunger Solutions. So then they take that turkey and they put them on food shelves and food banks across the state. And they estimate that probably the donated turkey would feed over 12,000 people. So that's awesome. And Minnesota's turkey crop has been very, very good to Zimmerman. He realizes this. He raises, they say, 3 to 4 million pounds of turkey on his family farm. So that means you're feeding up to 3 million people every year. That's good living. Something went well for that family. Even they've got like corn, I guess, and soybeans and all that kind of stuff. So how interesting. I actually didn't know that till the other day. I didn't know that Minnesota was the biggest, that had the biggest amount of turkeys. So 46 million, and North Carolina would be second to that. So North Carolina. You know, mixing things up here in America tonight, you never know where you're going to get the conversation with Kevin Martin about the knockout game, which is just crazy to me. Why? I mean, how somebody has no morals, and I don't care if you're a teenager or older or whatever, and you go and you get your thrills by knocking someone out. I mean, of all the pranks, of all the things that you can do, this is just completely unacceptable. I mean, completely unacceptable. Something else that is, I think, has been overlooked and unacceptable in this deal with Iran. So not only do we kind of loosen up, not kind of, but do we loosen up, I think, too quickly, but the other thing that happened in the mix of cutting this preliminary or whatever interim deal, we'll call it interim deal, with Iran, and Rouhani very excited about this, and you know, ultimately what's going to happen, is it going to blow up in our faces literally in a different way, maybe where they renege on the agreement, or is this a good thing? And is Rouhani saying, oh yeah, America is ridiculous and it's not what you think it is? But in the meantime, one thing that didn't happen, and I still believe Iran is intending to get nuclear weapons, but push the weapons off the table for a second. One thing that they didn't negotiate, the Secretary of State didn't negotiate, is the pastor that's in prison in Iran. Did you hear the story about Saeed Abedini? He's got sentenced to 8 years in prison, and he got sentenced to 8 years in prison because they say, Iran is saying, that he was trying to start home churches. But according to the White House, and this is true, Abedini is a U.S. citizen. He was born in Iran. He was working in an Iranian government-approved orphanage when he was arrested. But how does that not become part of the discussion? Because the president even raised the issue of his release in September when they had those earlier talks with Rouhani. But that didn't happen. They never got to the point where he was released. And they reached out, certainly they've reached out to the Secretary of State, but nothing nothing happened. I mean, that's a pretty obviously big deal, the fact that he was sentenced to 8 years. This 33-year-old guy who may serve every bit of those 8 years, even though before you had the president lobbying for this, now you have actually something that's at stake in the game and nothing becomes of this. That seems just so odd to me that there wasn't any kind of a negotiation, that this wouldn't have been part of it. So Iran has nothing to lose, and obviously didn't think that it was important enough to give him up. Abedini, who was working in this orphanage, they say that, like I said, they're accusing him of trying to spread churches or something, and that's what they stamped on him and gave him the 8 years. But, you know, why wouldn't they do something to get the pastor released? I mean, you know, so here you go. The problem is that this is a guy who is a Christian in that orphanage and the country he was in. I mean, that's a Muslim country, it's an Islamist country, and they decided that they were going to make an example of him. So the fact that, I mean, it's tragic that they didn't make any kind of a move to request the immediate release of him, especially after bringing that up before. So what a bad deal that is. And I think that would have softened the blow. That certainly would have been the right thing to do, but who knows? I mean, that never came out of it. There was no discussion of that. Did they bring it up and then it was just shut down immediately and it was a non-starter? Or, you know, here we are talking about nukes in Iran and lifting sanctions that were crippling Iran. I would think that they would be willing to make that deal. I would think they would. But they didn't cut that deal. Didn't make that deal. I bet you that Abedini's wife, and he's got young kids, I bet they were shocked. I bet they thought that, okay, so now all of a sudden this deal comes out of Geneva. We've already talked about it. They would have to have thought, I bet you, because he's in jail in Iran, it's a huge story. I bet you that this is part of it. He just walks. Did not happen. Did not happen. All right, if you're listening to me and you're already traveling or getting ready to travel, happy, happy Thanksgiving and happy trails.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.